AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. A wild Saturday in college football sees two of the top five teams in the country go down to defeat. We start in Oxford, where the SEC and CFP rankings are in flux after Mississippi's win over Georgia. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
CFP number 16 Ole Miss gave its playoff hopes a big boost by silencing number 3 Georgia, 28-10. Linebacker Chris Paul Jr. and the Mississippi defense held Georgia to 245 yards, recording 5 sacks, 9 tackles for loss, 4 fumbles, and an interception.
Coach Golden lays out the standards for each and every week, and we just go out there and we dominate. That's what I feel like we did tonight. I feel like we play Ole Miss defense football.
The 7-2 Bulldogs were held to a field goal after Nat Frazier scored from 2 yards out on their first possession. The 8-2 Rebels tied it on Ulysses Bentley's 9-yard run 3.5 minutes later, led 16-7 after 3 Caden Davis field goals, and went ahead 22-10 in the third quarter on Jackson Dart's 10-yard throw to Antoine Wells.
Meanwhile, number 4 Miami falls from the ranks of the unbeaten. Correspondent Jim Hart reports.
Number 4 Miami and Heisman Trophy candidate Cam Ward ran out of fourth quarter magic, tagged with their first loss 28-23 by unranked Georgia Tech. Tech controlled Miami's defense with 271 yards on the ground, led by QB Haynes King's 20 carries for 93 yards. King ran for one score and threw for another, despite being limited with an injured shoulder.
This week, it just so happened I was going to be able to run most of the run plays, and that's what happened. I took that role with pride and dignity, and got it done.
With 1:32 left and Ward looking to make a big play, he scrambled to his right where he had the ball stripped and recovered by Georgia Tech on the Miami 17. After running out the clock, Georgia Tech celebrated its first win over a top five team in 15 years.
With the Hurricanes' loss, just 4 teams remain undefeated. Number 1 Oregon stays unblemished and its quarterback makes history. This report from correspondent Bruce Morton.
Top-ranked Oregon allowed an early field goal, then took control in a 39-18 decision over Maryland. The Ducks are 10-0 for the first time since 2012, but their play in this game failed to impress their coach, Dan Lanning.
We didn't play as well as we could, right? There's no doubt about that. I don't think our guys have a lack of prep, you know, but we didn't play as well as we can. So, you know, I'd say every game this year, I felt like we've grown. This one, you know, we got some growing moments. So we're going to go learn from it and improve.
Dylan Gabriel threw 3 touchdown passes, giving him a career total of running and passing touchdowns of 179, breaking the record previously held by Case Keenum, whose career at the University of Houston ended in 2011. With the defeat, the Terrapins fall to 4-5.
Number 8, Indiana is 10-0 for the first time in school history after beating Michigan. Correspondent Tom McCabe has details.
Unlike the first 9 games where IU won by at least 14 points, Michigan's defense made life tough on the Hoosiers, but Indiana was able to pull out a 20-15 win. Quarterback Curtis Rourke threw 2 first-half touchdown passes and 206 total yards.
These are games that really test you as a team. See if you can hang on, you can win those tight games. We knew eventually that we would come to a game where it would be close. We'd have to see what we're made of. So I'm really proud of how we handled it. Again, our defense stepped up in big times.
Rourke got help from a Hoosier defense that held Michigan to 206 yards. The Wolverines are now 5-5 and have lost 4 of their last 5. Up next for Indiana, Ohio State.
Number 9, BYU needs a 44-yard field goal with 3 seconds to play to squeak past cross-state rival Utah 22-21. The Cougars are 9-0. And number 25, Army improves to 9-0 with a 14-3 win against North Texas. The Black Knights hold college football's longest active winning streak at 13 straight. Number 3, Ohio State shuts out Purdue 45-0. The Buckeyes are now 8-1. And number 5, Texas makes easy work of Florida in their first meeting as conference foes. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Quinn Ewers threw 4 of his 5 touchdowns in the first half to power number 5 Texas in a 49-17 rout of Florida. Ewers totaled 297 of his 333 passing yards before halftime as the Longhorns built a 35-0 lead. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian.
I just think he's come into the game with a real sense of confidence coming into the game, and I can only imagine coming out of a game like this that his confidence is even better.
Matthew Golden caught 2 of Ewers' TD passes and had 64 yards receiving. Florida quarterback Aiden Warner was picked off twice. The loss comes 2 days after the school announced third-year Gators coach Billy Napier will return next season. Texas improves to 8-1 while Florida falls to 4-5.
Other top 25 upsets. Number 17 Iowa State drops its second straight game, losing 45-36 to Kansas, and number 18 Pittsburgh falls at home to Virginia 24-19. We've got a full slate of games in the NHL. The Cavs look to remain undefeated in the NBA, and NASCAR loses the patriarch of a racing family. That and more is coming up. A 12-game NHL slate this Saturday starts in Detroit, where the Rangers rout the Red Wings behind a big game from their big guy in net. Correspondent Denny Kapp joins us from Little Caesars Arena. Denny, how big was Jonathan Quick for New York?
Steve, Jonathan Quick stops 37 shots during the 61st shutout of his career as the Rangers blank the Red Wings 4-0. Quick put on a show in the second period, stopping 19 shots in the frame to keep New York in front.
We suppressed the quality chances, blocked some shots, you know, did the little things that we needed to do defensively. And then we were able to capitalize on some opportunities the other way. So it was, come out of a period with a 3-goal lead there is huge.
Chris Kreider opened the scoring with a power play goal in the first. Jimmy Vesey and Artemi Panarin scored 48 seconds apart in the second to help New York take a 3-0 lead after 40 minutes. Riley Smith tacked on an empty netter as New York moved to 9-3-1, while the Red Wings dropped to 6-7-1.
Meanwhile, the Jets improved to 14-1 on the year with a 4-1 win over the Stars. The Maple Leafs best the Canadiens 4-1. The Capitals run away with an 8-1 win over the Blues. Alex Ovechkin scores goals number 862 and 863 of his career. The Predators shut out Utah 4-0. The Avalanche score 5 second-period goals en route to a 6-4 win over the Hurricanes. The Kings defeat the Blue Jackets 5-2. The Oilers rout the Canucks 7-3. The Senators need overtime but beat the Bruins 3-2. And two games go to the shootout with the Panthers defeating the Flyers 4-3 and the Sabres besting the Flames 3-2. In the NBA, the Cavaliers rally from down 12 after three periods to beat the Nets 105-100 and improve to 11-0 on the year. Head coach Kenny Atkinson says his players are aware of the winning streak and don't want to see it end.
I don't want it to end this way. You know, like I don't know, does that motivate you more to win? I mean, we're competing and we're trying to win every game, but it's kind of weirdly in the back of your mind when you're out there competing, like, man, we got to keep this thing going.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Colin Sexton's two free throws with under 4 seconds to play give the Jazz a 111-110 win over the Spurs. The Bulls pull away late on the Hawks 125-113, and the Clippers hold on to beat the Raptors 105-103. And NASCAR Hall of Famer Bobby Allison, who won the NASCAR Cup Championship in 1983, was a 3-time winner of the Daytona 500, and with 85 career victories, ranks fourth most all-time, died Saturday at his home in North Carolina. Allison was 86. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.